Welcome to County Stadium in Milwaukee, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Milwaukee Brewers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Sid O'Brien. Batting second. The center fielder, Ken Berry. Batting third. The left fielder, Carlos May. Batting fourth. The catcher, Dwayne Josephson. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Bill Melton. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Bob Spence. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Bobby Knoop. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Rich Morales. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jerry Jainsky. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Jerry Jainsky. For the Milwaukee Brewers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Tommy Harper. Batting second. The left fielder, Russ Snyder. Batting third. The center fielder, Dave May. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Bob Berta. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Mike Hegan. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Roberto Peña. Batting seventh. The catcher, Phil Roof. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Ted Kubiak. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Skip Lockwood. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Skip Lockwood. And now, play ball. Sid O'Brien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Brien strikes out. One out. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a ball on the ground towards short. Peña fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Tommy Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper hits a ball on the ground towards third. O'Brien fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Jainsky fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dave May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Knoop misplays the ball. That's an error on Knoop. Bob Berta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes May. The throw from Josephson and he is safe. May steals second. Bob Berta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berta hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Jainsky fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. May moves to third. Mike Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Jainsky fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Dwayne Josephson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Josephson hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Kubiak reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bob Spence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spence hits a fly ball into center field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Knoop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knoop is hit by the pitch. Melton moves to second. Rich Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lockwood fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Roberto Peña is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peña hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Noop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Phil Roof is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roof is called out on strikes. Two outs. Ted Kubiak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kubiak hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Jainsky fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jerry Jainsky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jainsky hits a ball on the ground towards third. Harper fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Sid O'Brien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Brien is 0 for 1 in the game. O'Brien hits a fly ball into center field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Berry hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Hegan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Skip Lockwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockwood hits a fly ball into left field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tommy Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper is 0 for 1 in the game. Harper strikes out. Two outs. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0 for 1 in the game. Snyder hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dave May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 1 in the game. May hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Noop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 1 in the game. May hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lockwood fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dwayne Josephson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Josephson is 0 for 1 in the game. Josephson takes first base on ball 4. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Melton is called out on strikes. Two outs. Bob Spence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spence is 0 for 1 in the game. Spence hits a pop-up towards short. Peña settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Bob Berta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berta is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Berta hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Noop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0 for 1 in the game. Hegan hits a fly ball into right field. Melton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roberto Peña is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peña is 0 for 1 in the game. Peña hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Jainsky, and towards Noop, who fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bobby Noop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Noop is 0 for 0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Noop hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rich Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales is 0 for 1 in the game. Morales hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Noop moves to second. Jerry Jainsky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jainsky is 0 for 1 in the game. Jainsky bunts in front of the plate. Roof fields it and throws to first for the out. Noop moves to third. Morales moves to second. One out. Sid O'Brien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Brien is 0 for 2 in the game. O'Brien hits a ball on the ground towards third. Harper fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Berry hits a fly ball into center field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Phil Roof is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roof is 0 for 1 in the game. Roof hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of May. Roof reaches second base with a double. Ted Kubiak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kubiak is 0 for 1 in the game. Kubiak hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Roof scores. It's 1 to nothing, Brewers. Skip Lockwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockwood is 0 for 1 in the game. Lockwood bunts towards first. Spence scoops it up and throws to first, with Jainsky covering, for the out. Kubiak moves to second. One out. Tommy Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper is 0 for 2 in the game. Harper hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Kubiak moves to third. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Snyder hits a fly ball into right field. Melton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Kubiak tags and scores. Two outs. It's 2 to nothing, Brewers. Dave May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 2 in the game. May strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Brewers 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 2 in the game. May takes first base on ball 4. Dwayne Josephson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. May moves to second. Dwayne Josephson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Josephson is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Josephson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Peña scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Melton hits a pop-up towards third. Harper settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Spence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spence is 0 for 2 in the game. Spence hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kubiak scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Brewers 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Bob Berta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berta is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Berta hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Spence settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0 for 2 in the game. Hegan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Noop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Roberto Peña is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peña is 0-for-2 in the game. Peña hits a ball on the ground towards short. Morales scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Brewers 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bobby Knupp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knupp is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Knupp hits a ball on the ground towards third. Harper fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Rich Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Morales hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tommy McCraw pinch hits for Jerry Jansky. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw hits a fly ball into center field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Morales moves to second. Two outs. Gale Hopkins pinch hits for Sid O'Brien. Gale Hopkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hopkins hits a ball on the ground towards third. Harper fields it, and throws to get the runner. And he throws it away. That's an error on Harper. Morales scores. That run is unearned. Score that a fielder's choice. It's 2-1, Brewers. Rich McKinney pinch runs for Gale Hopkins. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Berry hits a fly ball into center field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Brewers 2, and the White Sox 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Rich McKinney now playing third base. Danny Murphy now pitching. Phil Roof is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roof is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Roof hits a ball on the ground towards third. McKinney fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ted Kubiak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kubiak is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Kubiak hits a fly ball into right field. Melton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Skip Lockwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockwood is 0-for-1 in the game. Lockwood hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Murphy fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Brewers 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Bernie Smith now playing right field. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. May hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dwayne Josephson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Josephson is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Josephson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. May moves to second. Ken Sanders now pitching. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Melton hits a fly ball towards right. Smith settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Smith. May moves to third. Josephson moves to second. Bob Spence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spence is 0-for-3 in the game. Spence hits a ball on the ground towards third. Harper fields it and throws to first for the out. May scores. Josephson moves to third. Melton moves to second. One out. It's White Sox, 2, Brewers, 2. Luis Aparicio pinch hits for Bobby Knupp. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio strikes out. Two outs. Rich Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Morales hits a fly ball into right field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Brewers 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Luis Aparicio now playing shortstop. Rich Morales now playing second base. Tommy Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Harper hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Murphy fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Snyder hits a fly ball into center field. Berry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-3 in the game. May hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Murphy fields it and throws to first for the out. Harper moves to second. Two outs. Floyd Wicker pinch hits for Bernie Smith. Floyd Wicker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wicker hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Murphy fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Brewers 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Floyd Wicker now playing right field. Danny Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy strikes out. One out. Rich McKinney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKinney hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hegan scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats McKinney for the out. Two outs. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards short. Peña misplays the ball. That's an error on Peña. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. May is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Brewers 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Mike Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0-for-3 in the game. Hegan hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Roberto Peña is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peña is 0-for-3 in the game. Peña bunts towards first. Spence scoops it up and throws to first, with Morales covering, for the out. Hegan moves to second. One out. Phil Roof is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roof is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Roof takes first base on ball 4. Ted Kubiak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kubiak is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Kubiak hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Murphy fields it and throws to first for the out. Hegan moves to third. Roof moves to second. Two outs. Ken Sanders is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sanders strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Brewers 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Dwayne Josephson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Josephson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Josephson hits a line drive into right field. Wicker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Melton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Peña scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Spence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spence is 0-for-4 in the game. He's got one RBI. Spence hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hegan scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Spence for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Brewers 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Tommy Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Harper takes first base on ball 4. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Snyder bunts towards the mound. Murphy fields it and throws to first for the out. Harper moves to second. One out. Dave May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-4 in the game. May is walked intentionally. Floyd Wicker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wicker is 0-for-1 in the game. Wicker hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Harper scores. May moves to second. The game is over. The final score, Milwaukee Brewers, 3, and Chicago White Sox, 2. Goodbye from County Stadium in Milwaukee.